talk about your good timing, local author John Englander's book, High Tide on Main Street, Rising Tide, and the Coming Coastal Crisis, was released on October 22nd, exactly a week before Hurricane Sandy made the Boca Raton resident look downright clairvoyant.
I described a storm exactly like Sandy hitting New York City, actually hitting Atlantic City, which is what Sandy did, and showing how the right flank would cause unexpectedly high damage because of a combination of unusual factors.
Englander has been studying the effects of climate change and its impacts on the ocean for decades, and he's traveled to places like Greenland and Antarctica to bear witness to the rapidly melting ice. He says his mission is to be a clear and objective voice on the matter.
In the next 50 years, we might get 8 inches of sea level rise, okay? That's not going to inundate us. But my point of the book is this is going to happen almost regardless of what we do about greenhouse gases today. We can slow it or speed it up, but we are going to get sea level rise.
Englander says the water rise is expected to speed up by the end of the century, increasing by as much as 3 to 6 feet by the year 2100. What needs to happen now is for governments to begin planning for an uncertain, if not wet, future.
Over the course of the next 2 or 3 decades, we will see different building plans where people will elevate to allow for not only sea level rise, but storm surge.
Sea level rise has served to make storm surges during events such as Sandy even worse.
Sometimes we have to get whacked in the side of the head to really pay attention.
When you get hit in the face with a frying pan, you know you have to react then.
That last voice is John Van Arnam, who is Assistant County Administrator for Palm Beach, which has lost up to 10 feet of elevation in coastal areas in recent years.
This is a reality that we have to deal with. We deal with a lot of difficult situations in government. We can deal with this, but it is going to require some action on the part of government and businesses and the people that live here.
The frying pan hit Broward County during and then after the passage of Sandy when heavy surf pounded Fort Lauderdale Beach at high tides, sending the salt water all the way to A1A, causing that road to crumble, leaving Little Beach and a 4-lane state road reduced to only 2, perhaps permanently, along the city's prized coastline north of Sunrise Boulevard. And the timing couldn't be worse.
The first thing is, holy cow, it's height of season.
Broward County Mayor Kristen Jacobs is dealing with it right at the height of the winter tourist season with the disappearing beach and with some of the region's most valuable waterfront property under a saltwater siege. The beach may be in the city of Fort Lauderdale. The road may belong to the state. But the problem is Broward's.
Because the feds have not stepped up to help, we know that we're going to have to fly on our own. The city, unfortunately, has put its hand up and said, we don't have any money. County, state, you go solve the problem.
Jacobs is quick to point out that only a small section of Fort Lauderdale Beach has been engulfed by the seawater, but she knows the problem will one day engulf all of South Florida.
I think the county's eyes are open, and I think mostly the cities that are on the coastline, all those cities, their eyes have been open for quite some time. Now you have the public at large really focusing on the issue.
Sand dunes and steel sheets will be used as temporary fixes to shore up a portion of Fort Lauderdale Beach and State Road A1A that have been taken over by the surf. The $4.5 million plan paid for by the county serves as an expensive band-aid until a permanent fix is found. The project should be completed by late March. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.